Will a new owner for Sprint bring down mobile phone prices in the U.S.?
This podcast is supported by Netflix Instant Streaming. Thousands of TV episodes and movies on your computer or mobile device instantly streamed by Netflix to save you time, money, and hassle. Free 30-day trial now at netflix.com/APM.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Now it's up to Washington regulators to decide if it's okay for a big phone company in the U.S. to have majority foreign ownership. Stock in Japan's SoftBank went up 2.2% today after the board of Sprint Nextel decided to get married to SoftBank. Left jilted is the alternate suitor, the satellite TV company Dish Network. Jeff Kagan is an independent telecom analyst based in Georgia. Mr. Kagan, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So if you ask Sprint, the winner is not the Dish Network, but SoftBank of Japan. But what do you think? What are regulators in Washington going to say about this deal?
At this point, I think it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that it's going to be approved. And once it's approved, I think we can expect changes at Sprint, and I think we can expect changes in the global marketplace as well. It looks like SoftBank really wants to grow, so we'll have to keep our eyes on that company.
So you're saying that Sprint will go from a modest wireless provider in the U.S. to a real global force when coupled with the capital that could pour in from Japan?
Well, that's what it sounds like. First thing for Sprint is it's going to help them get back up to speed to be attractive to customers so they can start acquiring more customers. Then the question is, what's next? I think SoftBank has in mind that they want to change the U.S. wireless marketplace. Customers love it because they love the wireless connection and the speed, but they hate it because of the price. If Sprint really makes an impact against an AT&T and a Verizon, we may start to see SoftBank's ideas spread. But it's all going to have to be one step at a time. We're going to have to take our time and watch this.
When you say change, are you talking about perhaps, maybe, a wireless connection that is cheaper?
That's all we can hope for. The wireless industry is maturing. And if a competitor is successful at lowering the costs for them and their customers, you're going to see the competitors moving in also. Not what AT&T and Verizon want to do, but with prepaid today, especially with the economy and everything, customers are looking for lower cost options. So this could be the beginning of a brand new chapter in the wireless industry, not just for Sprint, but for the whole industry in the United States.
Analyst Jeff Kagan is based near Atlanta. Jeff, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, David. Thanks.
Microsoft has its Windows 8 operating system, but it's the little programs, apps, that could breathe life into it if independent developers stay on task. Today, Microsoft kicks off its developers conference in San Francisco. The company wants the focus on tablets and phones, but the attention may drift elsewhere, as Marketplace's Queenie Kim reports.
In the past year, Microsoft released Surface, its first tablet, and Windows 8, which was supposed to catapult the company into the mobile age. But the buzz around today's conference? The possible return of the start button. It disappeared with Windows 8. Ray Wong is with Constellation Research. He says Microsoft's mobile efforts have fallen flat.
They need something else to make their mark again as they try to recapture consumer interest.
For decades, Microsoft dominated the consumer tech sector with Windows. But sales of desktop computers are down, and Microsoft is at risk of losing its relevance. Anurang Rana is with Bloomberg Industries. He says Windows 8 hasn't caught on with app developers either.
The most important feature on any operating system that's phone-based is the number of apps.
Windows only has about 145,000 apps compared to more than 700,000 for Apple and Android. Rana says at today's conference, Microsoft needs to get developers excited about more than the start button to compete. In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.
This podcast is supported by Netflix Instant Streaming. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your computer, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly. Streamed now by Netflix, a great value. Netflix Streaming has lots of movie and television options, including past seasons of House of Cards, Breaking Bad, and Arrested Development. Watch them using Netflix Instant Streaming and find thousands of other TV series and movies during your free 30-day trial at netflix.com/APM.
The iconic discount Broadway tickets outfit, TKTS, turns 40 this month. Rather more than just a booth, TKTS has made a brisk business out of selling half-price day of tickets to Broadway shows. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith reports.
It's a hot summer afternoon at the TKTS ticket booth in Times Square. A line has just started forming.
Janice Turner from Bristol, Tennessee.
Turner and her husband use TKTS every time they visit New York.
We want to see certain shows, but we also want a good price. We hope to see Book of Mormon or Mamma Mia.
Tickets for the Book of Mormon won't be at TKTS today. The show is sold out, and TKTS only sells theaters extra seats.
Shows look at their inventory the day before, and they say, you know, I got tickets to sell.
Victoria Bailey heads the Theater Development Fund, a nonprofit that owns TKTS. She says TKTS sells nearly 2 million tickets a year. Theaters get the ticket money, and TKTS takes a $4 service charge. But, says Bailey, a good year on Broadway isn't necessarily a good year for TKTS.
You need a lot of shows running, doing well enough that they keep running, but not so well that they don't have empty seats and need us to sell seats for them.
Sales are down this year because shows haven't had long runs, and those that have, like Book of Mormon, are so popular they don't have extra tickets. Carol Larson is an art marketing consultant. She says TKTS is vital to the business of Broadway.
It really visually brands Times Square as a theater district, and it creates a gathering place and a useful service. I think it's a great democratizer of theater in New York.
Critics say TKTS pushes ticket prices up because theaters know they can get rid of seats if they overcharge. TKTS's Victoria Bailey says Broadway ticket prices have shot up in recent years. Tickets now generally run between $100 and $150, but can easily be more than twice that. Still, says Bailey, you don't have to shell out that kind of money to see a show. You just have to wait.
Hello.
You know, there are no shows that don't eventually come to the booth because sooner or later, everybody's ticket sales get soft. Someday, we will probably have Book of Mormon at the TKTS booth.
In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And the new pope today ordered an across-the-board review of the scandal-prone Vatican Bank. Pope Francis has appointed a new commission. Four priests and Harvard Law professor Marianne Glendon will take a look at the bank's legal structure and ways to, quote, harmonize its mission with the churches. Just before leaving, the previous pope, Benedict, appointed German lawyer Ernst von Freiburg as the new head of the bank, formerly known as the Institute for Works of Religion. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.